yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Alfreda's.
Tracy Morgan, of course, you heard probably that he was in a deadly chain reaction crash on the New Jersey Turnpike, left two others critically injured, another man dead. What happened was a Walmart truck failed to slow for traffic, swerved at the last minute to avoid a crash, and instead of avoiding the crash, the big rig smashed into the back of Morgan's Mercedes limo bus, killing comedian Jimmy Mac McNair. And Tracy Morgan is recovering. But he still is in critical condition. He sustained a broken femur, a broken nose, and several broken ribs. But they are expecting him to, obviously, if he's in critical condition, to stay in the hospital for several more weeks. The 25-year-old JR of Cali Swag District is dead after going into cardiac arrest. That happened Friday. He suffered from sickle cell anemia. You know, he's the second member of Cali Swag District to pass away. You might remember in 2011, M-Bone, Monte Talbert was killed in a drive-by shooting.
That's right.
So sad. Timbaland in some trouble down under. A concert promoter suing him for more than $500,000 for allegedly canceling a series of shows in Australia and New Zealand. This happened way back in 2008. But what had happened was he accepted a $500,000 advance payment. If somebody give me $500,000, I'm going to split too. But the thing is, they know where to find Timbaland. Apparently, he called off that concert because he made plans to perform in Finland on the same date. I guess they were paying more. I don't know. J-Lo will not be in Brazil for the opening ceremony of the World Cup this week, even though she recorded the official theme song for the tournament, We Are One, with what's the Pitbull. FIFA says J-Lo had to drop out of the event due to unspecific production issues. Wonder what that's about. And Iggy Azalea is taking issue with Lorde's tribute to Nirvana. This is at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Now, Iggy says that in her opinion, tributes to musicians who've passed away should only be done by their peers, and that Lorde is not Kurt Cobain's peer. What do you think about that? I disagree because, look, we've had... So a Chris Brown can't do a Michael Jackson. But I guess Chris Brown's bigger than Iggy Azalea.
She's hating.
Yeah, I think she's hating,
so
too.
You need to chill because, you know, I like her.
Yeah, I'm like, lady.
I like Lorde.
Lady, go ahead. Did y'all see Tony Awards last night? I fell asleep. Okay, but Hugh Jackman hosted. And some of the unlikeliest people performed, like T.I. and LL. They put a hip-hop twist on the musical, The Music Man. I missed it. It must have happened right as soon as I fell asleep. Anyway, Hugh Jackman said that... Shut up. If you ever hit it again, Brittany, I'll kill
his
you.
His last name is a little problem, though.
It's really hard. Yeah, anyway, they were calling him Biggie Tap Shoes. Jennifer Hudson performed, Fantasia, Patti LaBelle. So many people of color won Tonys last night. It was actually pretty cool. Tops at the box office over the weekend. The Fault Is in Our Stars, number one, $48 million. Maleficent was number two, $33 million. Edge of Tomorrow was number three with $29 million. And X-Men, Days of Future Past, $14 million. I'm Alfreda. That's hot off the wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com.